Welcome to the Get Realizes podcast. I am Adam Chase Rennie. All right, you guys. So a brief introduction before we get into this fine episode. This is previously recorded about a year ago, which is season one of our Get Realizes podcast. Originally, the Fun Employment podcast, talking about Christine Chen's first feature that she wrote, directed, produced, edited, you know, putting in all that sort of magic into her first feature, which is available now on Amazon Prime. So go get it. And we sat down with these fine people who are the cast and crew of said feature. And we got into how it was making the film and working with Christine and their experiences and what they're up to nowadays. So this is our unfiltered, raw version of the audio interview. And if you want to watch the video interview, it's on youtube.com/mothtoflamefilms. You'll be able to find it all there. Give it a subscribe, give it a watch. And yeah, please enjoy this unfiltered episode of season one, Fun Employment, of the Get Realizes podcast. Enjoy it.
Is this a podcast about what not to do on the first date?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it.
So tell me about Fun Employment.
Wait, share it to yourself.
I don't know how.
I'm just gonna drink water while you guys offer, like. All right, here we go. Hold this.
Do I go to watch party? Wait.
You
get the Can I do a? I could do a watch party. What does that do? What does that do, Christine?
Are you guys doing this on purpose so I can just feel really awkward?
Yeah.
Sitting
or
here?
Just on our phones the entire time.
So, okay.
So how's it going?
So is this between two ferns or something over
this
here?
This is in between. Like, that's my mom's plant. That's
is
my
it
mom's
really?
Plant.
Yeah, is it real?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
It is from Hawaii, though. Yeah.
It's a fake plant from Hawaii.
Fake plant from Hawaii.
How did you get it here?
Long time ago. I used to live in Oakland, California. And when my mom was on a business trip, she just brought home, like, she loves fake plants. Why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she has a ton of them in her garage and she never puts it in the house. So I was like, Mom, you're not using this. Can I use it? She's like, no. And I'm like, please? And she's like, okay. And like, aww. I got it.
This is so awkward hearing.
This is weird. I gotta stop this. How do I, Christy? Oh. There you go. All
right. I'm just gonna
snack on them carrots.
That I
go for it.
That's awkward. Oh, and they're spilling on me.
It's okay. It's just water.
Well, look at this little trail I did.
That's fine.
Start it.
Well,
okay. All right. So.
Well.
All right.
I apologize now.
It's okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep eating. I'm going to introduce.
As you drink.
Podcast water. Okay, guys, we are doing another episode of the Fun Employment Podcast. If you guys aren't aware of the Fun Employment Podcast, this is your first time tuning in, welcome. How's it going? We started this podcast based off of Christine's first feature, Fun Employment, which is why we named our podcast Fun Employment Podcast. And we wanted to interview random guests, cast and crew of Fun Employment, get to know them, get to know what their involvement with Fun Employment is, and also just have a little bit of fun. Luckily, I never have fun, though.
You're so lively. It's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can match you, but
I appreciate
it.
We also have questions. We have questions.
Yeah, we have two questions.
Two questions from is it? Facebook?
Yes.
From
Facebook.
Tokyo.
From the world.
Like,
it's a letter, handwritten letter.
So the first question is from Dylan from at Wise Man of the Sea.
Okay.
And
Wise Man of the Sea.
Yes. His question is: what was the hardest lesson you learned about being creative and staying true to yourself through making the feature?
So that's a Christine question.
I was going to say, I think that's totally a Christine question.
Yeah, that's a Christine question.
That is
question.
Not an actor question.
Dylan, that's not a question for
yes.
me.
Yes. For me, I'm excited. I'm like, not skipped.
Right, what was the hardest lesson you learned about being creative and staying true to yourself? Okay, fine. The next question, I will sit in the seat and when we answer the question.
Okay, so
the second question
fine.
Is from Roxanne. It is biggest what the fuck moment of the shoot.
Biggest what the fuck moment of the shoot.
Yes.
What is
of
it?
What shoot? Of Fun Employment? Because I was in Fun Employment?
No, what's your biggest what the fuck moment?
Oh.
Ah.
By the way, you should probably introduce yourself. This is Shayla.
Hi.
Shayla, this is the podcast. So I'm introducing you to the podcast.
I thought you were trying to figure out my last name, and we're like,
Shayla, well, what is your last name?
It's Bagheer.
Bagheer. Shayla Bagheer. Mm-hmm. She is one of the main characters, right, of Fun Employment?
Yeah.
Safe to say?
Yeah. Cool. I think you're safe to say
she
that.
Is the main character of Fun Employment movie, and she's sitting here talking to us.
I am.
The main character!
And I'm going to
This is it!
Really awkward throughout the whole thing.
It's great.
It's okay. You two are awkward. It cancels each other out.
I am not
this
awkward.
Is where
That's
I, like,
really
hide.
Rude, actually.
You know what? Okay, so
what's
so now,
the biggest?
Yes, what is the,
what's
biggest
what the fuck
WTF
moment?
Moment on set?
Okay, like what the fuck? Like, well, something I was telling you guys earlier, but like, what the fuck? Like, surprise?
Yes.
Or true. Like, what the fuck? Like,
absolutely, it's a
crap.
Let's do both. Let's do both.
Okay, well. The surprise one, like you already know. So I was saying that Larissa, when we were on set, I think it was like pretty early on, like day two or day three, she read my palm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's Larissa?
She was the co-writer.
Yes.
And all the crew were playing many different roles, not like acting, but like had many different hats on.
Yeah.
So... for you to ask me who she was, mm-hmm. she did a million things.
Yes.
I'll just say that.
Well, everyone did. Kelly did, well, aside from Christine, Larissa, Kelly, Roxanne, like, those girls literally ran the entire production, essentially.
Yeah.
Made sure that
women
it's
power.
Afloat. Women power. That's what's up, you guys, okay? And they were all bosses. Like, they are all, they all... like try to figure out what they were doing while shooting it.
Yeah. And they were all pretty bossy too.
Right. And yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are. Kelly's very
especially
bossy.
Kelly.
You know,
totally.
Christine, she scares me 95% of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm kidding. No, but so that was your biggest what the fuck moment.
Well,
was
I
there...
didn't actually explain it yet.
You didn't.
No.
You didn't
I told you guys earlier.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now
I
these people are going to be like, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck was your what the fuck moment?
Well, so she read my palm and,
Larissa read
your
palm.
She did. And I was in a pretty like bad place.
Yeah.
But one of the things she said, besides telling me that I was going to have twins, which that is still yet to unknown. I don't know yet. Don't have that faith.
If
please.
She
I
does.
Don't. But other people have told me that. And my mom's a twin, so I think it could be true eventually. But she said that in the next, I can't remember, it was like 6 months or 9 months. Somebody, a guy you already know who's dark-haired, is going to come back into mm-hmm. your life. And I was like, God, what the fuck is she talking about? I was like, this girl, she needs to go away. And then I actually did. My now husband, Dino, did come back into my life.
Who
and I had
you
already.
Were friends with.
I was.
You were
I
just
was.
Only friends, and then
only
you guys
friends.
Disconnected when? Right.
Do you think I remember?
But then when
but
you guys
we,
circle
we hadn't
back
talked
around.
To maybe a year or two. Like, it's been, it
gotcha.
Has been a long time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, when you guys, how long was that gap between that, do you know? Like, between where you were friends with him and then now you are each other's significant others? No?
4 years?
4 years?
I don't know.
That's a pretty big gap, though, man. That's
yeah.
pretty big
I mean,
to circle back
that
around.
Because I don't
Well,
remember.
And love comes in many unexpected ways,
yeah.
too, you know.
And all I was trying to get across is that if you want your palm red, you know who to go to.
I haven't gotten my palm red by Larissa.
And I
to.
Will take a commission off of that. So
just take the commission off your twins when you get them.
Yeah, yeah. For that too, yeah. And then I guess my other one, whatever what the fuck moment is,
because
sure. it can mean so many different
things. It's universal,
things.
Yeah.
But I remember one time we had Taco Cabana for lunch.
Okay.
I remember this moment.
Yeah. And immediately after eating lunch, Beth,
I'm waiting. I'm like,
we had a scene where I had to sprint continuously, like back and forth, me and Adam, like we were just continuously racing. And Christine was like, okay, just one more time. Okay. Okay, we just need to do it one more time. And
was this outside of Taco Cabana?
Actually, it really was.
Near, it was near Taco, yeah.
Because it was, it's no longer there, but it was the Taco Cabana off of Lamar, I don't know if it's south, in Riverside.
I pass by the sign almost every day.
Yeah.
So
and then we ran right, there's the trail right there.
Right.
So we literally walked over. So it was immediately after lunch.
Gotcha.
And I was not feeling really well after having to do sprints after running, eating Taco Cabana.
Right. You slammed some tacos. Yeah, let's go out for a run.
Yeah. So then I spent the rest of the time maybe throwing up and
Wow. Yeah. Well, because you're shaking all sorts of things in your tummy when you're running. So, and you literally just came from eating straight into running. So you're basically training for the Olympics. Almost.
You can look at it that way.
To rule of thumb, I didn't really think it through as a producer. And
let the tummy settle.
I hold a grudge to this day.
If you're ever going to have your actors do a running scene, probably don't feed them Taco Cabana before they go running. Yeah. Or unless you want, schedule it.
Give them like 30 minutes to like process
it. Or I should just
right, exactly.
That before we went running.
Before we ate.
Before we ate, yes.
Right. Gotcha.
Yes.
At least like a
somebody
mandatory
somebody had to
nap.
Be the guinea pig and right. What if she would have never learned?
Now, did you guys have to stop shooting when you were up chucking your Taco Cabana?
No.
No,
but wow. You know which scene it is? You saw it. It's the scene where they went and worked out together.
And we ran to the water.
Yoga?
To the fountain.
No, they ran to the fountains.
I remember.
Excited and it was
that
like
was
good
that?
Times.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
She was great acting.
And
wow, you
actually
held
immediately
your complexion very well.
Immediately
that
after that, we shot the where I'm on his back and we're just going through the thing and he's like rapping or something like that.
And you'll be able to see Shayla's amazing acting March 4th when Fun Employment releases, right?
Oh,
pre-order now.
Yeah. Now
right
we know the date.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We know the date.
Actually,
wouldn't it, man, we should have played it off like she didn't know and I just guessed a random day. Yeah, it's March 4th.
Yeah,
but,
no, that was, yeah. So those scenes where she looked really super happy and.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She was sick, yeah.
And you were just, literally moments you were just throwing up.
Yes.
Wow.
She really
that's talent. See, kids, listen. That's talent
when
you.
You don't learn that in class.
When you don't. You have to. That's the thing, right? You don't learn that in any school. You don't learn the experience until it happens to you. Mm-hmm. Then you know to not eat Taco Cabana before shooting. But okay, so let's just get into the meat and potatoes.
And this isn't the end of it. I thought that was it.
We're done.
Two
actually.
Questions.
All right, I'll see you later. No, but so. Let's start from obviously the beginning. How did you meet Christine? How did you meet her? How did you?
I did my slow like Christine. Yeah. Had I known you before?
Before Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, I do remember.
Tried out.
I auditioned.
See the power of the podcast. Me.
It remind me if there's
a
before this, but I auditioned for a short film or music video, I can't remember what it was, in Houston. And the auditions happened to take place at a fire station, if I'm not correctly. And I did not get that part, but Christine did email me immediately asking if she could give my number to a fireman.
Really?
So that is my first. I was like, I just wanted a part. I didn't
want a didn't want a phone number.
I didn't want a fireman, okay? Like, I know that's other girls' dreams, but my dream is here to be an actor. Like,
that's hilarious. That's amazing.
In hindsight, it was I asked you first before.
You did.
That was okay.
So you abandoned the job of matchmaker, Christine, and then went on to being the sorting hat.
Yes. So that was my first time.
Yeah.
It was my first short ever that she auditioned for.
How did that
really?
Well, I hated my crew.
So it's almost good that I didn't look at it.
So it was filmed, but it never, I never finished it because I hated how all the footage, everything about it. So it was good. But then you, then I met you again
in a music video.
Moved to Austin for a music video.
Yeah.
Where you auditioned, but Kelsey Pavlovsky got it. Yeah.
Another thing I once again did not get. Is this my walk of shame?
No, this isn't it.
Let's talk about all the rejections you've had.
Okay, my rejections? Oh, there's so many. There are so many. No, but going into Fun Employment, though, so did you talk to Shayla, Christine, about Fun Employment, like, right after?
So, no, I auditioned when for I had open casting calls for Fun Employment.
You had casting calls for Fun Employment? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like your reaction to that.
Yeah.
Now usually I just cast based off of what I've seen. And
I have so many questions, and it helps being a stoner because then I'm just like, what? Tell me more. This is great.
Is that what stoners do?
What do you mean?
Ask questions?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I had open casting
I speak on behalf.
She showed up, and then that time she fit the role.
That's right. And you do fit the role. When you guys do see this on March 4th, you will see, like, you do fit in that role really nicely. And I remember why I only watched the movie twice or three times, but
that's a lot.
That's one too many. But watching you and Adam, like, you guys had like a really good connection in the film in of itself, mm-hmm. because you own the character, and I believed in your character too, especially with Adam, especially like him getting fired from his job by you. Well, your character firing him.
It was actually me.
It was you. You fired him. But then, you know, you quit your job in the film, if
I
remember.
Are you giving away too much of the film?
No, I'm not. This is not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler. But I'm just saying, like, in connection, I'm just going to talk about the entire film. But in connection to that, though, you really sold that character, at least to me.
Thank you.
And especially Adam, too. You know, you both did very well. And Dante, right?
Yeah.
Him and... yeah, Alex. What's Alex? Yes, Alex as well. Like they all really own the characters, but you specifically, like, it definitely showed, and it was very well done. But
two out of the four main characters, as you said, that were Russian.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. No, who?
Me and Alex.
Really?
Yeah.
Rad. That's cool. Are you Russian and what else? There's something there, right? Or is there Russian and just Russian? That's it? Really? Okay, you seem like you have another... Yeah.
This is where the awkwardness comes from.
Maybe not. Whatever. We'll scratch that.
Because I'm not blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Russian and Russian.
Full Russian. Okay. That's it for the podcast.
She's Russian.
She's Russian. No more questions.
I'm Russian out of here. Sorry.
That was good. That was really good. You can pound it. There you go. That's what's up. You can bust my balls. That's totally fine. But so with Fun Employment, when you got introduced, were you introduced to the script? No, there because was there a script already written out? But you said halfway through filming.
How much do you actually know about this movie?
I don't. I actually don't know who you are.
Casted
I don't know who
it?
Christine is. No, but when you showed her the script, like, was that like a done deal? Like, you wanted to do this, or because you auditioned and then did?
Then we had callbacks.
Then you had callbacks. Okay.
And then in the callbacks, I think Christine pretty much told me I got it. Which
really,
to be, like, I've had many people tell me I got it and then I don't get it. So it's like, totally. Mm-hmm. I didn't. But she had me in the callbacks audition with two males. Mm-hmm. None of who were Adam.
Really?
Yes. And then I got to the table read and I was like, those don't look like any of the guys I was supposed to do chemistry reads with.
Oh, gotcha.
Did he get like plastic surgery? I don't know. Like, yeah.
Were the like for that, like, I don't know how you go about that. So would you just like go through auditions for the male characters and then see how they would the actors would pair with mm-hmm. them So what do you, what goes on in that process?
Well, I basically was interchanging Shayla with a bunch of other actors.
Okay.
And it was like, all right, these match, blah, blah, blah. But I could tell that Shayla was the character. I just couldn't find the male. It was honestly the reason why we were interchanging was less about you and chemistry. It was more about me not finding the male that would work for you.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But Adam was the role so much so that I was like, I'm sure this will work.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Go together.
But that's the thing, though. It did work. It did work. And,
Well, partly, probably because our first
probably?
Day. Look, I didn't do my tongue twisters before I got
it's okay.
here. I'm sorry.
I did mine. It's fine, though. It's okay.
The first day of filming, Christine decided, I can't remember if it was the first scene or second scene, but I'm going to go with the first because it sounds a little bit more dramatic. Was like the like making out like
that was your very first scene.
Yeah, it was like, hi, I'm Shayla. Hi, I'm Adam. All right, let's do ready. Are ready to roll? I'm like,
okay. Wow. So you just jumped right in.
Yeah.
Which, good for you, Christine, making shit uncomfortable.
In hindsight, I'm like, well, that could have also worked out, like, because then it was like, well, now I know you.
Yeah, exactly. Now you really got to know.
Wow, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that. I was on the first day. I was like,
man, that was a terrible scene.
Yeah. Did you have any fond memories on set? Did you have any memories
Did
where...
Did you like anything?
Did you like anything? Did you have fun? You seem like it was prison. It seemed like it was prison. I'm kidding. No, but you must have like
great moments.
You must have great memories though, right?
I do.
Like, yeah. What, like, share them. Like, what are some of the great fond moments?
I got to do a lot of fun stuff.
Did you?
Paddleboarding. I was like, who gets to just like
yeah.
enjoy a day out paddleboarding? I got to improv a lot, which is really fun for an actor.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I met some really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Got to hang out.
The entire group.
I had a scene with this amazing actor. His name was Hank the Hedgehog. I think that was his name,
yes.
right? He was a hedgehog.
Yes.
He's brilliant.
Alistair Branco's Phil's tent. Phil had a hedgehog.
You don't remember
yes,
me holding
yes,
a hedgehog?
I remember
How could you forget him?
I remember that.
He was the best.
Well, you guys were like slowly putting pieces down. And again, I'm a stoner. I'm not going to see those pieces until you explain it. Then now you explain it. Now it makes sense.
He was probably the best actor in the whole film.
That hedgehog, that little guy.
He was great.
What was his name?
Hank?
Yeah. That was Hank?
Not in the actual film.
No, of course.
In the film, I just
his
knew
name
his real
was,
name. We were on a first name basis.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I feel it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't remember.
I was like crying while I held him. It was beautiful. It was just a beautiful moment for me. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was
that is fun.
Was the name of the hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a philosopher. It's the name of a philosopher.
Who?
Camus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the hedgehog's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hedgehog was named after a philosopher.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just remember
this
that. I was like,
awkward.
What are you talking about? And then now I remember. excuse you. But there was another question I was going to ask and I forgot. It's okay.
You said fond memories.
Okay. Fond memory. Any other fond memories? Yeah. Any cool stories?
Christine.
Okay.
Look, this was years ago.
This was
and
years ago.
I barely remember what I did yesterday. So, and I'm not a stoner.
All right, man.
I'm just
no problem. No problem. I will help you out. So,
what was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
My favorite scene.
I can turn this around. I'm really
That's
good at
yeah,
questions.
You did it. That was very well done. My favorite scene. I think my favorite scene
it has to be
was
you, right?
No, the Halloween scene in the end. Yeah, the Halloween scene was absolutely rad. I love that scene from beginning to end because it was one of those scenes that connected to me, especially in my past. And it sat because I remember watching it the first time and I was like, oh, that scene kind of didn't make sense. And then I watched it again and then I was like, oh, I see now. And I just connected fully within that scene because of everything that was happening in my past, especially, well, even in the beginning too, when Adam's character was fired from his job, like
you know, he was like in a really bad place where he just wants to find another job. He's just like, I don't care. Like, I just want to put food on the table. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, stress out about doing the startup company because I don't want to deal with that shit. I want to make money. And then when Dante's character then approached him with the idea of doing that startup company, something that they both can be invested in, that's when they're like, that's when the gloves came off and it was like, okay, let's do this,
right,
but for real. Like, we cannot beat around the bush. And that's why they hired your character to be the one to develop this entire thing. And just to quote you, you're like, you know, startup companies don't work for the first 3 years. You will not make any fucking money. Said? You did. And you did. And you said that you do realize that when you do this and it does become successful, then mm-hmm. you would cherish that moment. You would cherish the fact that you did something. You created nothing and then you created something, you know?
Right.
And then, yeah, that's what I took away from it. And I absolutely loved that very last scene in Halloween where, yeah.
Not in the movie Halloween.
No, not the movie. I'm sorry. Did I say movie Halloween?
No, you just said in Halloween.
Oh, like, yeah, the scene Halloween, the last scene.
What I do remember from that scene, besides getting my makeup done, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had my makeup done another
thing. Everybody was in costume.
I got an owl makeup, which
yeah. was
pretty
Your
awesome.
Costume looked rad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adam was just Waldo.
Roxy did amazing on. But we actually went downtown Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Halloween downtown Austin, it's...
I don't.
Do you really not?
No.
Oh, try next year.
Yeah.
It's crowded as hell. Like, it is like, you it looks cannot... Like it. It's just like the whole street is packed. But what was really fun for me was, you know, we're here filming this movie, people think I'm bigger than I am, and I could tell, like, I could see people like taking pictures, like thinking I'm a celebrity, and I'm like, if only you knew, like, you're taking picture of no one.
You should have just rolled with it, though. You should have. I would have
like,
rolled with that.
I saw people like walking by and like trying to like not act suspiciously and just like taking a picture, and I'm like,
okay, no, dude,
I'm not who you think I am. Like,
were they like coming up to you? Oh, they weren't.
No.
Oh my god.
But I had all the guys around me, so.
Oh, right. Okay. And then with the entire crew behind. Well, I guess you guys were just trying to play it off like when you guys did shot the Halloween scene, it didn't occur to me till right now that you guys all dressed up because you didn't want to make a whole thing out of it. You don't want to make it like, hey, we have this crew here. Let's stop everything because these people have to watch, you know, like you.
And it was actually Halloween, so the crew gets to
exactly
participate too.
So, well, that's the thing. Like you guys just basically melded in the crowd almost seamlessly. It was really, really well shot. It was super awesome. And everyone's Halloween costumes were rad. And the scene specifically between you and Adam was amazing. And from that, like it looked legit too. That's the best part about it, was it actually looked legit, even though everyone was dressed up. They didn't want to make a fucking thing out of it,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, very, very smart. That was very well done.
Yeah, basically, we're like, how do we blend in to
yeah.
Halloween so that people aren't staring at the camera?
But I would assume you still got some stares because
that.
If people
oh, yeah.
see
we
that camera, you can't dress up that camera as a
yeah.
ghost.
We did.
Did
it
you
had
really?
Its own costume. It was like
that would have been hilarious. That would have been great.
We basically tried to blend it as much as possible so that we could prevent people from staring. At
right.
the camera or staring at what we're doing. And, you know, you have to understand, we didn't have any permits or anything. We're
no.
just shooting. We're just shooting. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're only done in Halloween.
Did so, anyone stop you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Wow.
No, not a single time. Because we looked just, it looked like we were making like a Halloween short or something. Like nothing.
Was, yeah.
No, yeah. And we picked that location because the lighting was fantastic. Yeah.
Lighting was fantastic.
Like under the Ritz, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was really cool. That was really awesome. Any memories that you had that you learned from? Like anything that you learned that you took away? You're like, no? Okay. Well, then we can move on.
Well, if you had asked me right after I finished shooting.
Oh.
What did I learn, Christine? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was, don't over, balance is important. that you learned from the set? You had way too much stuff on your plate.
Well, I was in grad school, and so I was bringing my books, studying law in between takes and stuff like that.
And you were full-time in grad school. So you were basically doing this.
And I had a job.
And you had a job.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
I don't
you.
Know how she did it, basically. Yeah. It was like way too much stuff.
And, and I just was like, I was in a moment in my life, not that I haven't been here many times, where I was like, I'm done with acting. I quit. I'm done being desperate.
Was it because of the stress of your job in grad school? Or
no, I went back to grad school because I quit acting.
Mm, gotcha. Okay.
Because I was like, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
I
think everyone has that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
One,
it was,
wait, why you're not.
It was a pretty low moment, and I felt like I was straddling the fence, and then I was like, I still want to act, but I'm going back to grad school, and now what am I doing with my life? And now I hate myself even more.
Well, why were you in grad school? What was the thing you were chasing after? What degree?
I got my master's in counseling psychology.
Wow. And that would, yeah. And then you would get paid a lot of money from that. If you did take...
Well, I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, I'm not in grad... I'm already done with grad school. But,
oh.
But I, a part of it is you have to do 3,000 post-grad hours.
Gotcha.
Before you're fully licensed. And I'm still straddling the fence of like, but I want to be an actor, but...
Oh, gotcha. So you're still in that limbo.
And until I have
limbo.
To really face it.
Right.
I like to live in this limbo place. It's very dramatic of me. Like...
So while shooting Fun Employment, was there any moment where you felt, I guess, did you have any pissed off moments? Like moments where you were like, I gotta
hear Christine laughing.
Yeah.
There.
Like, well, because sometimes the pissed off moments
she,
do
she totally
become
quit
fun.
Acting because of my set.
No, I had quit acting before. I did feel really bad. Well, I think, okay, so one of the things that, like, I guess I grapple with as an actor is, like, we have these personalities that want to, and that's not only actors, it's a lot of people, please everyone, mm-hmm. right? And so we ride the fine line of, like, we don't ask for what we need or stand up for ourselves or set boundaries because it's like, but if I do, they're going to think I'm a diva. And then, you know, and so you're like always like, I don't want anybody to think I'm a diva. I'm a down to earth, laid back actor. Like, you know, because you want people to hire you again and you don't want people to like get the rep. But then instead you go like the opposite extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I was going with that.
No,
it
was
a question. I don't remember like a specific.
No, but we can talk about
it myself.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was a hard fucking set. That was.
Well,
it was hard, and it was I think what made it harder, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, was that like it wasn't like a 10-day set where we just shot the film and it was done. It was like this was over
a
year or 2 years. I don't remember. My hair changed, this changed, that, and you know, and it was like and with that, it's hard for me to like, knowing what I know now and how I would like to break down a whole script. I was like, what is that word? And like the arc of a character and things like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I didn't really do that. I just kind of like showed up when I, you know. And
it seemed like you had a really good grasp and control of your character. Like it didn't seem, I mean, if you were thinking it looked hokey, it didn't. Like you sold it. You sold it. But I mean, I feel like good.
Just paid to be nice.
No, I'm not, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up everybody's ass either. I'm gonna talk so much shit about you. Don't worry.
I'm ready for that.
I'm kidding. No, I'm totally kidding. I can't talk shit. I'm really bad at it. But then we can talk about acting. Was there any projects that you were involved with? You're like, fuck yes, this is awesome. Like this is a role that I really want to do. And you did it. Like, was there any projects that you're looking at me with this face of like, are you high right now? I'm not, but
I don't know how to answer that.
No,
that's
but like,
I'm
was there okay?
Like,
any
gosh.
Fun projects that you had?
I think all
of them.
Yeah, I mean, not all necessarily.
Well, right, because you're doing the medium that you love, which is acting.
And I'm pretty sure that Fun Employment was my first lead character in a feature.
Wow.
I have did a you, terrible memory, but I'm like 99.9% sure.
Did you had any other...
In a feature. I had done like shorts.
Right. Okay.
Or had like a bit role in a feature, but never like the lead.
Gotcha. That was the same too with Adam. That was his first lead role in a feature as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which like doesn't seem like it's a bit, but like that's so much time commitment and so much preparation. And I think because we were so green, now you probably look back, that's what you're saying, like you look back, you're like, oh man, now I know, like
I wish I would have done.
Should have broken down.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying.
Should have created impediments. I should have done this.
I didn't even come in with knowing like what I was going to shoot. Like half the time I was like,
what do you mean?
You know, like just a wide shot and like some coverage.
Like the shots.
Well, yeah. Oh, so you never planned the shot list. You just.
I started later.
Oh, later. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
But like, that's how green we were.
She keeps using this green word.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no, but it's true, though. You guys...
You were green.
Everybody was, and we actually talked about...
I have an idea. You should, like, go into post, make us all, like, our skin color green. And then it's, like, really putting that out there.
It's out of the budget.
Damn it.
Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying, is that, like, that's it. This film only worked because we were so green.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just green on the behind the camera end.
But that's what made it so charming, though, right?
Yeah.
To me, at least. Because you take a movie like Clerks. Mm-hmm. That's a Kevin Smith movie. This was his first film. Everyone was, like, ideally either their first time or they were just starting. You know, whether you're cast, crew, it doesn't matter. Everyone on Fun Employment got to learn as they went along, which is... a really nice, awesome treat, because at least you guys didn't have people, and I don't want anyone taking this the wrong way, but like at least you guys didn't have professionals who were telling you guys how to fucking shoot a movie, because it was all you guys. It was you, Christine, who wanted to do it all. It was Larissa who wanted to do it all with her. It was Kelly who wanted to do it all, and especially you too. And you guys jumped in and did it, and it's wonderful. Just purely the fact that it's all amateurs. You guys are all amateurs. You guys are all amateurs. And but you guys executed it super nicely. What? Am I being too much? I'm sorry.
No, we were.
You're an amateur. You're green.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know I was going to come on this.
This is a roast. This is a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually not an interview. It's a
roast. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
This was an elaborate
Even
roast.
With that.
That was your first
I wish I could have broken down the script more.
Gotcha.
If I could.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. And was there any other projects after Fun Employment that...
You learned and brought stuff to.
Right. That was really good, Christine. That you took the words straight from my mouth. Yeah.
I would imagine all. Just because it's a continuous process. And with the next film, I'm like, this time I'm gonna,
I have to do it this way. Yeah. Gotcha. And then did you study for the role, your character's role? In the film? Like, I mean, well, I would assume, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I take from acting was you kind of took a piece of you and put it inside the character, sure. Right? Was there any moment in your life where you did that for that character that you want to talk about if you don't want to?
Can you...
Rephrase that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, like, right.
So I thought I had the question,
your experiences in life, did you take any of those experiences and implemented them in that character, in your character in Fun Employment?
Sadly, I don't know if I thought that hard about it.
You didn't thought that hard.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Because, and that's where my kind of regret comes from, is like, I was like, I'm quitting. I'm done. Right. But I'm going to do this movie because I already signed on.
Right.
But I'm done. I'm done like acting. I'm done with the business. I'm done with the desperation. I'm done with whatever, the whole thing. And so I guess that would be my regret, is like I didn't
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean, with every scene, I tried to put myself in it as best as I could.
As best as you could. Yeah.
You know, with like heartbreaks, like who hasn't experienced that? Or with like, yeah. you know, having to start over or not knowing what you're doing with your life, which I didn't know what I was doing with my life at mm-hmm. that time. So.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess.
The character didn't know what she was doing with her life. I didn't know what I was doing with my life.
That makes sense. Well, because I think you can relate with me on this, because my next question is being fun employed, being actually fun employed in real life. Now, for me, I'm fun employed, but I also work at a shitty job.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that really mean? Because we all
fun employed, basically being fun employed in my definition of fun employment is essentially doing something that you love doing, but have to abandon something that gave you security economically, where you don't have to worry about, you know, how you're going to get groceries next week because you're getting paid that from that job that is consistent and you know it, but you want to do this other thing. You want to pursue this other creative endeavor, but you don't want to abandon your other job because that was your security essentially. Mm-hmm. And most people would think like, oh, well maybe I'll just do this on the side. Well, you can. But it becomes a mountain because you're working at your other job. And who knows if you're working 30 to 40 hours a week. Fuck, you don't even have time to, even for yourself, to just break down and know what you want and know what the tools that you need to get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in that moment. I'm still in that moment where I'm like, I don't want to work in my other job.
Sure.
I don't.
Where do you work?
I'm a barista.
Nice. Where? I love coffee, so.
I'm a barista inside Nordstrom.
I have had their coffee, right? Yeah, it's in that cafe.
Yeah, it's an honest paying job. It is, but because I worked retail and because I worked for so long, I worked since I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And being in a home with a single mother, like you kind of have to pull yourself from the bootstraps.
Sure.
And for me, like I've been doing this for years and it's so hard for me to just think like, well, I just want to drop it. I just want to drop it all. But then in my head, it's like, you are an idiot for doing that. Because if you want to drop it all, then kiss goodbye all the economic fun times that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, you forget about big purchases. You're sacrificing that. But for the greater good, for yourself, in a way. That's why I dropped myself down from management to just straight up barista, because I wanted to pursue this. This was the moment. It almost seemed like it clicked in my head for a minute, where it just made sense for me to pursue filmmaking at all costs, because that's how I got the opportunity to even move down here to, or over here to Austin from California. Because living in Oakland, I wasn't doing anything. I was just working.
Right.
Working, 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 working. That's it.
More expensive to live there.
Way more expensive to live there. We are paying for a house that is $20,000 less than what we paid in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And for a reason. But the thing of it though is that I loved films since I was probably 5 years old. And I've always knew about that. I always knew that I want to be a storyteller. Then it eventually became, I want to become a writer. Then it became like, well, I don't want other people to direct my shit. Fuck that. I want to be a writer and a director. Mm-hmm. I'm still on a very, 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 very long road from that. But on the flip side, I'm so thankful that I got to be part of the film industry, all thanks to Christine for just taking me under her wing and showing me all this shit. Because if I honestly went to college, if I went to UT, if I did radio, film, and television, I probably wouldn't fucking understand anything.
Right.
Because it would just all be by books. Well, so I guess...
And I think to really learn the film industry, you just have to be in it.
For experience. Yeah. And I'm still in that situation. Mm-hmm. But for you,
we're getting to a question.
We're gonna get to the question for you. Are you so you're fun employed in a way because you're doing your other job.
Yeah. So I'm not working at the job I was working at.
Right. Okay.
I graduated and now I'm just doing my intern hours, which I probably see about 10 to 15 clients a week, and then I'm just freelancing.
Oh, right. Okay. And then for acting, oh, are you talking about freelancing for acting or?
Both.
Oh, gotcha.
Just production, acting, gotcha. Anything that'll hire me, anything that'll give me money.
And so are you working there less on purpose to pursue acting more or I guess faster, more aggressive, I guess?
Not necessarily. That's just how many clients, like.
Right. Yeah. Just, you're busy.
That's just the name of the, but I will say that, Dina and I recently went out of town. We went to Europe for our late honeymoon kind of thing.
Where in Europe? Where did you go?
To Greece, England, Ireland, and Italy. And it was a lot of fun.
That must have been great.
We went for a month.
That's so fun.
But I guess where I'm going with that is that I think both of us are on the same page where we kind of like we love traveling and it's fun and it's exciting. But we would rather put our money, our extra money, into making our own stuff.
Absolutely, man. Yeah.
And so I don't know if that has to do with fun employment.
No, it does absolutely have to do with fun employment.
Your extra money
to you guys are doing the gradual build where you're essentially reserving your time and your money for this thing that you want to do. Are you guys like wanting to write a script or like
do something? He directs.
He directs.
Occasionally writes, but looking for a script. Most couples take out their first loan for a house.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We took out loans for a camera and lenses.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So we will be paying that off.
And see, that's being fun employed. That's essentially what it is. You're investing your time and you're nervous about it because you're like, if this fucks up, I'm screwed. Like you have that thing in your head always, but you kind of appreciate, you appreciate yourself in the long run because you're going to be doing something that you truly love.
Right.
And you and Dino are.
That gives you joy.
Right. Exactly.
I like the feeling I get after filming a project or doing a project is not
exhilarating.
It's exhilarating and it makes me feel alive for like, that's the best way I can put it. And things like traveling or going out or things like that, I enjoy.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Absolutely.
I'm interested in seeing the world, like, but it doesn't give me the same joy. So
no, not like acting does for you. Right. That's awesome, man. And even better too, that you guys are basically saying, you know what? Let's just do our thing.
Fuck it.
Let's just do our thing. And that's what Christine did. That's exactly what Christine did.
Yeah.
And
fuck it.
Everyone has that, you know? And it just, I guess, I don't know. There's always a time and a place for it all. That's a great cough, Christine.
She's choking on some water, by the way. No big deal, but...
What was I saying? You're saying jack shit, buddy. You suck on this interview.
I thought you were asking me real questions.
These are real questions. What are you talking about? These are real questions.
What's your favorite color?
What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple? Sick. Cool.
And my second favorite color is green, but not together.
Mine too.
It's like Barney.
Yeah. No, you don't want to mix those two.
Yeah.
But you guys are now, are you guys, there was a question I was going to ask.
Color?
And then B-Rad fucked me up. It's okay.
I really like your socks.
Thank you. Yeah. They're Apache. Yeah. I tied these myself. Actually.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. So were they originally white?
They were actually originally blue. So I just took bleach. Yep. I took bleach and I just started using a paintbrush and just started going crazy. Yeah. Yep.
You're such an art person.
Yeah. That's really impressive. You could sell those.
Well, that's
maybe
the thing,
not
though.
Those because they're you.
What I try to do is live in the moment and just because I'm very good at that. It's just living in the moment. I just remembered one day I saw those socks and I bought it and immediately wanted to just start tie-dyeing them. Why? I don't know. But it was just, it seemed cool at the time.
It is cool.
Thanks. Appreciate it. But I just want to live in the moment and do the shit that I want to create and be fun employed, you guys. You know, that's all.
It's the moral of the whole podcast.
It's the moral.
You could just forward all the way to the end.
And create your cool shit. If you guys have cool shit you want to create, fucking do it. Just do it. Okay. Just like Nike taught us all. What was it?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Can we end there?
Yeah. The end.
The end.
Watch Fun
Employment. Watch Fun Employment. March 4th. You can pre-order now on Vimeo. Click in the description somewhere on YouTube.
You have a really like radio voice when you do that, which makes me feel like it's like to hypnotize people to watch it.
Yeah.
Like you put it in there a couple times.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I purposely
did.
Idea. I took a class on hypnotism and tried to, you know, do my absolute best to hypnotize every single one of these people who are watching. So now I have all your guys' bank accounts. Anyways. But thank you so much for coming. It was great. It was a pleasure talking to you. We'll be right back.